God has been good to all of us. I personally say he's been good to me. I went to the game the other day, Tuesday night, and at my age, coming off the bleachers, I fell. And people picked me up. But I know he's good because I got up the next morning, a little sore, but I can walk. And I can talk. Yeah. Kareem Jabbar fell and broke a hip. But the difference, I had Psalms 91 with me. Yes! Woo! I had Psalms 91 with me. It's something, church. It's something. I want you all to help me sing a song. And go out to the whole church. Our light is going dim. What you say, Reverend Easton? Dim yesterday, wasn't it? Yes, until the Holy Ghost came. It was dim. Cuz, help me out. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it, come on now, get it, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, come on now. Shine, 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 let it shine. Everywhere I go. The Bibles, the Acts 26. You got a Bible under the seat. I want us all to look at it. And we're going to see Paul, how Paul preached, how he teach. He was sent to the Gentile people, and how he got in trouble. Acts 26, verse 27 and 28. I always like that. Stand, please, for those who want to stand. King Agrippa the second, believe thou the prophet? I know that thou believe. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuade me to be a Christian. We're going to use for the subject, almost. He almost persuade him to be a Christian. I hope we all know what Christians act. We need to shine that light. Woo! Please be seated. Almost thou persuade me to be a Christian. Now, in the start at 26, you got to go back to 19, verse 2. And look at it first down. Apostle Paul finished the second missionary journey. The Spirit of the Lord was leading Paul back to Jerusalem. Paul didn't want to go back to Jerusalem. Paul left one way, and then the heaven vision changed Paul. And Paul was scared to go back to Jerusalem. But Paul showed us how what preaching means. We too much on that sugar daddy stuff, on that grace too much. You got too much grace in you. That sugar daddy stuff. Oh, God, forgive me. Yes, he will. And what do? We take advantage of that. We all do. We keep on sinning. They tell us to repent. We don't go the second step, do we? You can say amen. I didn't go the second step a lot of time. Hop on my knees, confess my sin. Get back up, and then change. What the second step say, church? You turn a 360 degree and say, I won't do that no more. But what we do, we turn 180. Get back up. Get back up. And the opportunity comes, we go back. See, that's that. Grace! Woo! Grace is good to bring you, but not to live by on that grace. Paul Patton preached, number one, people got saved and people got made. Doesn't make any difference. You roll your eyes at me. It don't make no difference. You go out and say things. But long as I preach, like petting the paw, how did you see? We get in the book of Acts. You got to go back to Acts. When Peter preached that sermon, 3,000 people joined the Lord. Yeah. When he told them Jews, he told them that heavenly vision. And also told them he gave God the glory. And they got mad. You're supposed to get angry. You get angry because of what? That your sin. We all sin against God in words, thoughts, and deeds. Every day. You can't say, I haven't sinned today. I tried. I almost made it to 12 o'clock, but I didn't. 11:30, phone rang. What did I do? I had a bad thought. Worse thoughts indeed. We hold ourselves accountable for that. I said, Pat and the priest, and I walk out, I heard a good sermon. A good sermon don't save nobody. You got to be saved to go to heaven. Many of you always think you're going to heaven, but you're going to wake up. Wake up in some heat. Yeah! need a heat. You need some heat. I don't need no heat remedy, is it? Like I asked yesterday. Paul sailed to Tyre, the city, and a prophet named Agabus, it's in there, Bible, told Paul in Jerusalem that they're going to kill you. Why? Why would Paul go back? He's Romans 6, 7, and 8 is important chapters for new Christians. But we preachers take advantage of us and feed you that sugar daddy stuff, that grace, and you don't know what grace means, and you take advantage of that. How can you be a child of God and do certain things? How can you do it? You know why you do it? Because we up here saying, oh, God, I forgive you. But you are accountable for your sin. See, when you take communion, what does communion mean? You live under authority of God. And you accountable for your sin. You're accountable for your sin. As long as I'm telling you, somebody I've been telling you, God will forgive you, you don't change, do you? You don't change. You go through the repentance stage, number one, you don't think about number two. Next time that urge, that feeling comes on you, you go back and you do it again. I did it for years. But then, as I grow in grace. You got to grow in grace. Your natural body tell you can't do certain things, but you accountable. Somebody in this church see me acting ignorant outside the church, you got it right. You hear me? Say, Reverend Easton, what you doing? And I'm going to say to you, how many people have you told? How many people have you told how you see me act? I'm going to ask you that first. How many people have you told? And I hope you tell the truth. I hope I'm 9 out of 10, you done told everybody, how Reverend Easton act. Yeah, that's right, brother. You're going to tell it. You got to see, that's juicy. That's that sugar daddy stuff. That's it. But when you will be accountable for your sin, the life that I preach about is the life I should live. You see, you should live the life you preach about. That's why I asked you how many people have you told. Then you talk to me and I'm going to say, I apologize. I had a bad day. We give each other a hug and I pray. And you don't tell nobody. And we'll leave. We leave on good standards. You see, we got to leave on good standards. That's what the Bible said. Have you read Matthew 15? Come on now, I don't hear no amens. You ain't reading. Because I'm talking about the disciplinary of a disciple. Disciplinary of a disciple. That's why I'm going to ask you, have you told anybody? When Paul, he arrived in Jerusalem, and he went to the temple, and they tried to kill Paul in the temple. The commander of the city named Phoenix. How many of you all know what Phoenix the cat? I'm the only one. I'm the only person in church that would finish the cat did. Y'all know that. He had an abnormal behavior then. The governor of Caesarea called Paul in, and Paul preached to the governor of Caesarea. And Paul used for a subject unrighteous behavior and lack of self-control. Church, we know what the second did. Lack of self-control. We know how we act yesterday. Brother Ross, he tried to make it simple. But we was on something else then. See? That's that sugar daddy coming out of you. I look. But God got tired of it, didn't he? When the lady stood up and said, this is worldly. Take that worldly out of church. We calmed down, didn't we? We calmed down and voted. Did what we supposed to do. When she stood up, what is that? That's the Holy Ghost. Tell you in my house. My house. You don't act like that. You see? She says, bow her head, she praying. I opened my eyes and I saw she was filled with the Holy Ghost. Why do you mean that? See, she started shining. That's the Holy Ghost telling you, decent and in order. Simple as that. Decent and in order. When Paul preached that, Felix, the cat, got mad. Because what? When Paul broke down that divine judgment, Paul told him, you sure you are governor, but you're going to hell. That's what preaching about. Preaching, you get angry because you are a sinner, and you said you're saved by grace, 2 Corinthians 5:17. But the old man is there. And every chance we get, we go back to the old man, don't we? Say yes. Yes, we do. I do it, and you do it too. God said, we new creatures. Oh, we new creatures. When? When we sleep? When? When we sleep, we can't talk and we can't move. That's right, sister. All right, she says she don't drink. That's that 65 years of being a Christian. I think she told us she's been here a long time. I think she's a 65-year person. Well, Felix, the cat, got scared. When God told him, you're going to hell. And since he got scared, he left Paul in jail 2 more years. 2 more years. Paul could have got out of jail if he gave him a bribe. Paul refused to give him a bribe. Paul stand up for what he believed. No buying your way out. I preach what the Lord tell me to preach. I obey my heavenly vision. That's why he left him in jail 2 more years. As he 2 more years, he come back and forth and preached to Philip. He preached to him. And he finally, I believe, changed his behavior. How he changed his behavior? Not that that sugar daddy stuff, but because you're going to hell. You need a little 10 people. You you're accountable for your action, and your action bad, you're going to hell. You are going to hell. Look at me. You cannot just continue practicing sin. You got to stop it. Stop it. But every time I feel in here, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. I used to say that. The Lord, work on me. You see? The Lord, we know it's a process, but the Lord needs to work on us. You see? What John 15 said, he purged you. We need purging. We, tabernacle, need purging. We need purging. I need purging. You need purging. Clip here, clip there, clip here, and clip there. To be conformed to the image of Lord Jesus Christ. I was praying. He said, woo! The more I clip on you, he told me the other day in my prayer, the more I clip on you, the worse you get. I probably got to take an axe, cut the whole tree down. I said, no, Lord, I'm not ready for that. You see, when you pray, prayer is communication with God and bring us closer to God. Bring us closer to God. And then, when we get closer to God, God will talk to us. When I was praying, he was telling me, you got to change. You got to change. I said, Lord, people ain't complaining. But the Lord said, I see. You see, the Lord said, I see. I see, yeah. I see myself in the store the other day, Benny, right down on Broadway. I went in there, and I look in the cooler, and the cooler said, hello, Mr. Easton. Hello, Mr. Easton. You see me here, and I'm yelling. Remember our relationship? And I just started talking to him. I just started talking. And people just look at me, and me and the cooler was talking. See, the cooler was trying to, what, drive me back to that sinful life I used. I heard that voice. Hello, Mr. Easton. I heard it. And when I hear it, I had to rebel against that. Hello, Mr. Easton, you remember our relationship? I said, no. I said, no. I said, no. And people came around and said, what's wrong, Red? I said, nothing. I said, nothing. And I went to the counter, and I paid for my stuff. You see? When you think, I thought up then I had it made. I thought I had crossed my T's and dotted my I's. But that morning, the cooler started talking to me. Yeah, see? I always try to dot my I's and cross my T's in case you run into me. And I'm accountable for my church. I don't want to say how many people you told. I go on my best behavior. You see, on your best behavior. When we was coming, before we leave the house, Mother said, be on your best behavior, boy. So I thought I was doing good until I heard that voice. Hello, Mr. You know our relationship. Woo! I want to run. I can't see myself. He been good to me. I fell. Get back up. Why would I go back? You see? I said, I can't go back. We were talking to one another. And I won. You know why I won? I didn't put my hand in there. I didn't put my hand in there. See, you can win things if you put God first in your life. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's right, brother. And all these things he add to you when he see time. Not when you want it. I want something I've been praying about for years. I haven't received it yet. And then my wife said the other day, when he get ready, what did the Bible say there? That's the sun drying time. When he get ready, he give it to you. See, church, after he preached there, the new governor took him to Festus. And Festus, he was talking to Festus. But what happened, King Agrippa and Bernice came to visit their new territory where Caesar put them over. Caesar put them over. And Festus said, they want me to disciplinary Paul. And I think he's not guilty. See what you say, King Agrippa. And then you turn to Paul preached a sermon, 26:18. He broke it down to 5 points. He started off with what? I obey my heavenly vision. What is the heavenly vision? Acts 9 is it. Come on now, church. Don't you know that? Say amen. Amen. When he knocked him down, didn't he? He knocked him down. Before he knocked him down, what did he do? He attacked people like you and I. Put us in jail. But after he changed, you see, God got a way of changing us. You're gonna change one way or another. Don't change. Woo, you can be like that king in Luke. He said, woo, when he woke up. He says, ha ha, down here. It's hot. Yeah, ha. But the beggar woke up. Woo, what did the beggar woke up in Luke? He said, it's cooling. It's cooling. He said, dip your finger in the water. Give me a drop. Nope. The Bible said, you had a chance. He said, can I go back and tell my 5 brothers? They didn't believe in heaven and hell. Can I go back and tell my 5 brothers? He said, no. I got prophets in Jerusalem all around. You can't believe them? They can join you. That's what you need to hear. You need to quit that Santa Claus and that sugar daddy job. Make you accountable for your action. You accountable for your action. Don't go to hell. You accountable for your action. I'm accountable when I come in here. Ever since you know me, how I've been coming, same way. I love you, you love me. You say how I keep walking, I say, with us, give me a job to do, I do my job. the best that I can. Because what? We in the house of the Lord. When you walk in them doors, you in the house of God. And God don't accept everything. He set decent and in order. Decent and in order. That's what he said. He said love. And love ye one another.
Amen. Amen.
You got to love your brother and your sister. You know, give them a job, voted them the job, then try to tear them down. Is that love? I see you quiet now. Don't be quiet. You were quiet yesterday. Oh, I'm trying to be quiet now. That's right. You were quiet yesterday. Today, I can't say nothing. You see? Because what? When you break it down and tell you you're accountable for your action, when are you accountable? The first Sunday of every month. The first Sunday, you tell God, I live under your authority and I'm accountable to the members of my local church. And I'm an ambassador of my local church. Yes, sir, you an ambassador. And where I go, the church go. Yes, sir, you see. Then we had a little talk. I'll tell you about my talk. I can't forget about that. Because I heard their voice. You might say, well, you didn't hear nothing. But I heard, hello. I was so shocked. I haven't touched you in 20 years. Why are you trying to tell me now to go back to you? Well, Paul preached. Let's get these five sermons Paul preached. He said, to open the eyes. We're going to use for the subject, the eye-opener. What does that mean, an open eye? 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 4. The devil got your mind blind. I have 20/20 vision. I can see real good. But my natural eye, but my spiritual eye, used to be blind. It's not blind no more. See, the devil got your mind blind. It's not all your fault. It's people up here passing that sugar daddy to you. You see? That's why you do the things you do. You see? We tell you, ain't saying a word. Clapping your hands, getting happy. But when you break it down, like Paul, it get quiet, don't it? You remember your sins, what you done the whole week through. Some of you all remember what you're going to do when you leave here. I hope I changed your plan. I hope I changed your plan. I hope. That's right, sister. All about living right. It said blind the mind. Yeah, your mind is blind because what? You nitpick the gospel. You can't nitpick the gospel. The gospel is his standards on how to live. Second point, he said he turned darkness to light. How did he turn it? By the word. the living word, John 1:1-5. That's the living word. The rhema word, John 1:8-9. He said the word become flesh. And the written word is 67 books in the Bible. 39 in the old, how many? 39 in the new? 28 in the new, 39 in the old. When you listen to the word, change you, darkness to light. I remember the first time I walked down there and gave my life to Christ. Did I change? No. No. It took a while. Ooh, I had some shipwrecks in my life. But he finally turned me around. And he can turn you around if you want to be turned around today. He can turn you around. I'm not going to say y'all need turning around. I got to worry about James Easton. I told you the other day they was talking to me. Woo! I got to worry about James Easton. It said power of saying to God, the third point. That's about your members is dead. Your members is dead. What does that mean? When you come to Christ, your body belongs to the Lord. You don't have, I can do anything I want to do with my body. No, I do what the scripture tells me to do. That's what I do. I can't go out on there and get a girlfriend. Can I? Ain't nobody said nothing. Boy. Woo! Lord, let them open their eyes. No! No! Because I got to act what? A certain way. You got to act a certain way. I know you're looking at me like you're tired. Looking down and everything. Keep on looking down and everything. You're going to wake up one day. It said man and woman attain forgiveness of their sin. That's all sugar daddy. Santa Claus. That's all sugar daddy. They said, repent. We don't know how to repent, do we? No. We do the first step good. We don't do no second step. Do we turn around 360 degrees? No. We turn 180. Get off our knees and get back up. Next time that opportunity comes, we jump on it. Come to church. Sugar daddy preacher tell you, repent. God forgive you of your sins. I know God forgive me of my sins, but I'm telling you, you're accountable for your actions. You're accountable for your actions. You see? You're accountable for your actions. And then he said, your inheritance from God. What is your inheritance from God? When I wake up, he said, he's coming back. For me. He coming back for you. That's right. He coming back for you. But where you go? He said, when that great trumpet blow in 1 Thessalonians, when the trumpet blow, dead in Christ rise first, and those who are living in what? Translate. Trumpet blow now, we tell who saved, wouldn't we? Woo! I see myself. Going through the roof. I said, because what? I live the life I preach about. That's what it's all about. Live that life you said you're going to live. Be a better thing. I'm going to close now. And that's what? Preaching is consistent of two things. Being saved and being mad. I suppose to make you act a certain way. It's my job. It's my job to tell you to quit sinning. You see, quit sinning. Yeah. And I show you, I thought I had it going on. But the other day I did. Woo! Hello, Miss Deez. I'll never forget that. Yeah, see, that's it. All that temptation. Oh, that's right, Brother Beasley. Never leave me alone. I try to dot my I's and cross my T's because I'm scared you will see me acting ignorant. I'm scared because what? I am a child of God. You are a child of God. Yeah, could we tell? We was acting crazy, and then the Holy Ghost came in, didn't it? And then the Holy Ghost come in when she said, what she said? We acting worldly. Them eyes opened up, then they got quiet. You see? Then while she was praying, I opened my eyes, and I saw her shine. Shining, boy. She was shining because what? You are in the house of the Lord. This is not your house. I'm not the man of this house. I'm not the woman of this house. I am what? A stone of the spiritual house. I am a member of the body of Christ. I thank you for listening, with your head down, looking non-concerned. I thank you. Doors of the church is open.